Well, thank you so much for coming to the tryouts this morning. As I mentioned, I am the casting director, and you will be auditioning for one of four roles this morning. Our production, The Prodigal Son, has been shown worldwide in many locations to rave reviews. And you all know our author, Luke. He just goes by one name, as all famous people do, Cher, Bono, and that guy with just a symbol. Luke is the creative genius, though I have heard through the grapevine that he was a physician in a previous life. Well, anyway, I'm glad that you came this morning. Remember, you will each get a part in the play. Keep in mind, though, whatever part you are interested in, please allow me to explain each character role so that you will know more about your part and how to interact with each other and my expectations of you. It will also help you to know how to fulfill Luke's vision. The first part is the role of Pharisee, to whom the story is told. They are the main characters in the play. If you play a Pharisee, you will have a large part in this production. You must be responsive. You will appear in every scene. Although the spotlight will be not on you that often, you will be in the circle of light. However, this is a non-speaking, low-energy part when compared to the other characters. Facial expressions are extremely important. Your expression range must include looking shocked and horrified that Jesus spends so much time with sinners. Throw up your hands in disgust. This guy calls himself a rabbi? He must not be a very smart rabbi because he contaminates himself with evil and wastes his time on sinners. You also must look amused when the younger son gets to play the part of the inheritance and goes off to play. Nudge one another. Give him the wink, wink when he has that really good time. You also need to look pompous and self-righteous when the younger son eats with the pigs. Now, something a no good Jew would ever do under any circumstance. Arch your back, look down your nose at them, and occasionally give the shame sign with your fingers. Act as though this is merely just a little morality play in which he gets what he deserves, and act as though this may be the end of the play. You also must look shocked when the father runs to meet his son when he gets home. Shocked that a father would run. Well, no self-respecting man would ever run. And shocked that he is running and lifts up his robe to show his bare skin. Shocked that he doesn't even let his son make a confession. Shocked that he orders a banquet, the ring, the shoes, the slaughter of the fatted calf. Act so shocked that you cover your eyes, unable to look at the shocking scene. And you must look self-righteous about the attitude of the older brother, nodding your head in agreement as he voices his hurt and his jealousy. Be defensive for his outrage, supportive of his defiant attitude, even though his younger brother, who was lost, has been found, who was dead is now alive. Whenever the father pleads with him to return, give the father the look that could kill. Now, for those of you who are a little less mature, we have the role of the younger son. A lot of people like to play this role. I have to admit, it does have some fun aspects to it. Our author, Luke, must have had a wild side at some point. You get to let go of your restraints for a little while. You can dance like the lead singer of a rock and roll band. You get to do what you've only up to now have fantasized about. But I have to caution you, it may not be as easy as you think. I'm amazed how difficult this is for many people, even though they fantasized about it a great deal. But don't you worry. We have people that will coach you, who have danced the wild rock and roller for a long time. So I think you'll get the hang of it. And the scene of squandering your money in a distant country is the easiest to play. Just keep dancing. Occasionally, a voice from offstage will ask, "Are you having fun yet?" Look toward that voice, directly into the camera, and say, "Yes." But the camera will focus on your eyes, and your eyes are not having fun yet. With each call of, "Are you having fun yet?" increase the pace of your dancing until your dancing is at a frantic pace. The toughest scene is when you are all alone in the pig yard. Again, we will coach you, but you will be all alone except for the pigs. It has been our experience, however, that not much coaching is necessary here. The scene is so overwhelming that the despair, the agony, the distress will show in your voice, in your face, in your body language. During this scene, we'll flash some pills, a handgun, maybe even a rope across the screen. Now, the scene about returning to your father, that one is also a little difficult. You'll need to portray fear that he will say, "I told you so," that you will be rejected, or at best be accepted as a servant. For some of you, that scene, it'll be hard, though for others, it will come naturally. You'll try to resist your father's embrace, but when you realize it's genuine, you stop resisting and accept his goodness. Now, the banquet scene, that may take some practice. It's also a dance scene, but the dancing is joyful, graceful, a free liturgical dance. Pretend you are at the best party ever. But party is different from earlier in the play. In those scenes, you are desperately looking for happiness. But in this scene, you are happy and joyful. Again, a voice will call from off stage, "Are you having fun yet?" You look toward that voice with a great big smile. The camera focuses on your eyes, eyes that know joy. Now, for the next role, I need a big man, a big, burly guy. But I warn you, this is a demanding, emotional, draining role. It's not for amateurs. It demands giving what is not deserved, receiving one who is not worthy, winning back one who is not willing. This role is not tough because of the lines. It's tough because of the heart that goes behind the lines. It is the very heart of God. It is the heart that welcomes back a son who has no right to be received. And to play this role, you need to run. Run with all your heart. Run with all your energy. You need to be in really good physical shape. But also, be prepared to make a complete fool out of yourself. But it doesn't matter. You are receiving back the son who was lost and is now found, who is dead but is alive. You will lift your clothes up and show your naked legs so you can run harder and faster. You give a vivid portrayal of God himself, exposing himself on the cross, holding nothing back, looking like a fool. But as God received us back, we who were lost but are now found, who were dead but now are alive, when you reach your son, you cover him with your best robe, as Christ covered us with a robe of righteousness. You put shoes on your son's feet, showing his sonship. You put a ring on his finger, showing the bond of your love. In the next scene, you organize a banquet. When servants ask, "Which chair you say, or which china," you say, "Only the best." You say, "Which crystal," you say, "Only the finest." And "Which menu," you say, "The fatted calf." You spare nothing. You order a banquet for the one who deserves to eat with the pigs. In the last scene, you will be pleading with the older son to come and join you and his brother in the banquet. You show frustration and despair. Your son who had been lost has been found. The one you thought was alive suddenly is found to be dead. He will not come into the banquet. Your heart is breaking. It's gut-wrenching. And it remains unsolved. The last role in our production is the older son, the older brother. Sadly, this is the easiest part for most people to play. You merely need to act naturally. You probably have practiced this scene many times at a sibling's birthday party as a child, at the athletic banquet when somebody else got the highest honors, in your marriage when your spouse was honored, or at a work event when a coworker was promoted. Most people have this part down pretty well. All right now, everyone quiet. There you have all the information about the four roles in our production. Well, there is one other piece of the puzzle that you need to know. The director wanted to make sure that you were aware that the drama ends with everyone frozen in position. The writer, in his brilliance, ends the play with a twist no one was expecting. There is no ending. In the closing scene, the self-righteous Pharisee merges into the older brother. The older brother slash Pharisee's face freezes in defiance, hard and mean. The father freezes, inviting, pleading for the older brother slash Pharisee, who is lost and dead, to come into the banquet. The younger brother freezes in great humility, in grateful dance, experiencing the happiness of a sinner who has repented. Well, it's time to start to play. The stage is just outside those doors. Which character will you play this week? But before you go, come to this banquet that has been prepared for us by our Heavenly Father. It welcomes us back, and it empowers us to go. Amen.